Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Big podcast with
Bob Goff. Hi, everybody.
He's here, and this is happening. I think this has been years in the making. I'm excited for this,
Bob. It has. It's been a long time. I've listened to some podcasts, but the more and more I thought about it, I think we actually have some friends that I want people to meet and be inspired. They've inspired me. I mean, like, why keep it a secret?
Yeah. Well, my name is Scott Schimmel. I am thrilled to be the co-host of the show. You'll hear my voice throughout the podcast, helping set things up, set up the interviews, and make sure you guys have some amazing resources, because we're talking about dreaming big, and you're the guy that put his phone number in the back of a book.
Yes,
and that's sold a lot of books.
That's been really fun to have people like call up and just have questions. And one of the things that has been the outcome of that is a lot of people feel stuck. They have an ambition. Yep. They just don't know how to get after it. Like, how do you put wheels on that? And they're thinking about leaps, and I'm thinking about just shuffling your feet forward.
Right, the next step.
Yeah, what's the next small thing that you can do to move that forward? And and the best teachers oftentimes are our friends. I don't think God passes us messages. He gives us friends. And so sometimes when you'll hear, he gives us friends. Mm-hmm. And so what I hope you'll hear in this podcast is some people, voices that I trust, that you might be inspired to.
Well, you've been a voice in my life for probably the last 10 years. And I think when I look back in the conversations we've had, what you've told me is go for it.
Yeah, and you've had the beautiful ambitions. You hear somebody's ambition and then you go like, dude, are you kidding me?
Do it.
Get after that thing. Yeah. That sounds good.
And I think in hindsight, that's why I called you. That's why I wanted to hang out. I wanted somebody in my life that wasn't giving me the rationale or the hold on or be cautious. I needed someone to say, yeah, go chase that.
And sometimes what's helpful is just have a framework to build your rocket ship on.
Yeah.
Literally, you've got this beautiful idea and somebody to say, well, so tell me the thing underneath the thing. So you might have your idea is that your ambition is I want to be happy. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I do. Most of you probably do too. And so to say, okay, so what does happy look like?
Yeah.
Is that making $1 million? Is that giving away $2 million? Figure out that thing that lights you up, that gets you out of bed every morning, and to say, how can I move it from just a beautiful ambition that I don't do anything about to something I'm actually chipping away at?
It can feel mysterious, I know, for many people, for me in my life, mysterious. How do I get from here with an idea, with a big ambition, to actually seeing it happen? And that's the beauty of this thing called the Dream Big framework that you've spent the last couple of years working
really
on.
What we've done is reverse engineered a bunch of ideas. What was the ambition that led to the thing?
Right.
Because oftentimes you'll see the outcome and it'll actually be this head fake because you go like, well, I couldn't do that.
Right.
But if you just chunk it up a little bit to say, what I had is an ambition, which is to have a terrific family. I wanted to have an engaged family. I didn't want to just be in proximity to them. I wanted to actually be present. Those are the hallmarks of people that have refined their ambition. They go, not just be, I want to be happy or have meaningful relationships, but say, this is what they look like. We have actually deep conversations. And then to say, then you look for an opportunity to do that. Not only just the opportunity to be in proximity to each other, but to make those moments really count and say, I don't know, what are you good at? What lights you up?
Yeah.
And to say, to clear away some of the things that have been the impediments, whether that's the fear of failure or a fear of making a mistake in front of everybody, a fear that it just won't work out.
Yeah.
Get real with those, but don't camp out on those and then take action.
Yeah.
That's the next framework. Item, like to just move from just thinking about it to going for it. When you know what your ambition is, you look for opportunities to make it happen. You clear out the things that are getting in the way, and then you just make some moves. Yeah. Like that's what a movement is, just a bunch of people making moves, right? But then to expect a couple setbacks along the way.
Of course.
Happens to me, happens to you.
And don't let those become a sign of failure or this is the wrong path.
Totally. You're trying, you're trying impossible stuff. Right. And so when it doesn't go right, that's just like Tuesday for me.
Right, yeah.
I don't think it's a sign from God. I think that's what happens.
It's a sign in the right direction.
Yeah, they're saying like, you're pushing the envelope a little bit. Yeah. But importantly, to sustain belief. And that's something that we'll camp out on a little bit to say or revisit. Why am I doing what I'm doing? So we've all taken, I'll give you an example of this. So I had an ambition to help kids out in another country and to say, okay, so how are you going to help them out? I said, I decided to dig down and I'm going to build a school. So then you find a country that's had some conflict, Uganda, and say, we're going to look for an opportunity to build a school. And I found a person that said they were a teacher. That sounded like an opportunity to me. Start the school. And then clear the path. There was a bunch of impediments in the way. We just did it anyway. Said like they said, well, you can't or you should or whatever. I don't know. Make it happen. Take action on that. And there have been a couple setbacks. The first thing that we did, we picked uniforms for all of our students. Turns out the uniform colors are the colors of the opposition party
country. No.
They thought this was an uprising. I'm
setback.
Yeah, exactly. New Jerseys. And then to sustain belief, I just have this belief that this is really worth it to do. Yeah. And the final hangar, the final landing spot is to land the plane. Mm-hmm. To just move from, gee, wouldn't it be swell, to it happened. And so what I'll do, in the podcast is you and I are going to bring in all of my friends and we're just going to ask them those questions. What was your ambition? How did you take action? What were some of the setbacks along the way? How did you sustain belief when everything melted down around you?
Yeah.
And I hope as you're listening in, the whole idea is that you would get more clarity as a listener for what your ambition is. You'll get more clarity about where opportunities have already presented themselves. And you won't make a list, you'll make a call.
Yeah.
You'll say, what are these voices that say you can't do it? And you'll clear the path of those and go after it.
We've been doing these Dream Big live workshops the past couple of years. Maybe a couple hundred people have gone through.
Maybe 300 or 400 already.
Okay. So what have you seen as people go through this?
Oh, my gosh. We've done them everywhere from, like, geographically, from San Diego to Hawaii. We did one in Afghanistan. We had 130 Afghan leaders come.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awesome and chaos. But there was something really beautiful about their ambitions were not ones that I would have thought until they started expressing. The beautiful thing about an ambition is you need to start telling people. And it was so beautiful to even see these Afghan leaders start articulating ideas that they hadn't spoken to other people about.
Yeah.
And to say that with confidence, like, this is really my ambition. Yeah. And what's the connection to you as a listener? Because you've got ambitions. You've got piles of these things.
Yeah,
let's figure that thing out. Drive it around the block and see if there's an opportunity for you to just to go a little bit further.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has a big ambition. Whether or not they sense they have the permission to chase that or they actually know how, they've got a big dream. And what if we can come alongside folks and help them realize what they are and then start walking towards them?
Yeah, if your ambition is to be married, I mean, take the first step. It's called a date.
It's called take a shower.
Yeah, exactly. Lose the t-shirt. But one of the things that we could do is figure out that ambition, dig down on it, and say, if we could go down the hole and figure out what are the things that I need to do to make that a reality? And is there an ambition underneath that? Is there something I'm actually looking for? I actually want to be known.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my ambition. The reason I want to be in a relationship is I really desire to be known.
Yeah.
And so where are opportunities for that? What community group? What Bible study? Where's a place where you could be known? And who are safe people to do that? And could you clear the path of some of the people that have been getting in your way so that you get to people that will actually remind you about who you're becoming?
Yeah. Well, the plan with this podcast, do a weekly episode with a conversation with a friend, but also every month to give out a freebie, something that you can use to actually move forward on your big ambitions. Because you brought that up, reminded me, this month's freebie is declaring your big ambitions. It's as simple as going to the website, getting a PDF. You can print it out, bring it on your phone. Grab a friend. Grab one of those people whose voices in your life has been encouraging, the voice that says, yeah, I think you should. Get that person, cup of coffee, use these questions to have a deep conversation to figure out what are my big ambitions and how do I start taking the next steps.
Yeah, that's where it starts. Make them pay. Right. Coffee, and then just start in. Just say, like, okay, game on. We're going to start for the next chunk of time. You don't even have to measure it in weeks or months.
Yeah.
Just say, what we're going to do is identify an ambition, look for opportunities to go after that. They clear away the past,
yep.
take action on it, expect there'll be a couple setbacks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sustain belief because I know I'm doing yep. what I'm doing, and then land the plane. Just yep. get her done.
Get her done. Well, folks, you know how to get podcasts, but we want to make sure you subscribe to this because every single week, another episode with a great friend, a great conversation. And again, this is about not just Bob and conversation with friends. This is about you. This is about your big ambitions to give you the permission and the guidance to figure out how to live it out and unleash it to the world. So, Bob, this is going to be fun.
It is going to be a good time. I can't wait to have some of these conversations. So join in, and we'll look forward to having you tune in soon.